Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
About to get underway for the final round of wrestling here from the Giant Center here on this very busy Friday. And hard to believe some of these guys in AA will come back to wrestle after they were finished up almost 12 hours ago. At least 10, right? I mean, I think AA finished up around 11:30, somewhere in that ballpark. And here we are, 9:30 at night, getting ready to start this round.
Looking forward to it.
It's interesting they have it this late. It's almost like, why not wrestle this round tomorrow morning, you know
maybe there will be a change down the road, but for right now we are where we are.
So it looks like it'll be the same setup as the semifinals: girls on 1 and 2, AAA on 3 and 4, AA on 5 and 6. So as far as WPI wrestlers, Bryce Thomas of Moon, Maximus Query of Notre Dame GP, they are underway. And also we have Kristen Walzer of Montour taking on Sydney Schaefer of Lackawanna Trail.
Oh, thanks for catching that one, yeah.
So we do have Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan on deck for Cannon McMillan. Also have Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. They'll be wrestling each other. Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional also on deck.
Rhea Santa Paula of Burgettstown in the hole. Trying to look through here. Peyton Bubash of Elizabeth Forward in the hole as well. So both Washington, Greene County, and the WPIL as a whole well represented here in these next. Honestly, they'll be well represented through this whole session. But certainly here, just in the immediate, we have a couple out there. No score for Walzer and Schaefer. That's at 100 pounds on the girls' side. Their first period just came to an end. Similarly, Thomas and Query of Thomas of Moon Area, Query of Notre Dame GP, no score after one as well.
All the wrestlers you'll see here in this round, AA, you'll see Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and Owen Ifsick of Bentworth. In the girls, we'll see Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgettstown, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Abigail Dolanche of Avella, Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. And in AAA, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. So three wrestlers in AA. Two wrestlers in AAA, six wrestlers for the girls in this round. We have the two finalists, Lee Drushman and Marley Sullivan. They'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock for the finals. Colin White of West Green dropped his semifinal match but will wrestle in the next round of consolations since he's guaranteed a top six finish.
Yep.
So this winner's here. Advance to the consolation semifinals to wrestle those who lost in the semis. The losers of this round will fall to 7th and 8th place. And they will be in that 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches coming up tomorrow.
Query of Notre Dame now leads Thomas of Moon 1-0. An escape in the second period. Now looking for, trying to get a takedown off of that is Query. Almost behind Thomas, and there it is. He'll pick up a three takedown points. He leads 4-0 now. Still no score. Walzer and Schaefer. Walzer of Montour. 50 seconds to go, second period there. Still a nice crowd still here at the Giant Center, despite it being now after 9:30. So still plenty of activity here in Hershey.
Yeah, I imagine this one will.
Did it go this late last year? Do I recall it that way?
I don't think it was this late. I really don't.
Actually, you know what? I think I have my program from last year still in my backpack. Let me check that for us as we continue on. Third period underway, Thomas trailing 4-0.
I think it was the same schedule. I just don't remember it being a half hour late start.
It was the same schedule. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep, fourth round Consies, third round Consies. That was it.
I'd imagine this won't go as long as the semis, but the semis went over 2 hours, so there is the potential. This could go past 11 o'clock.
I have no plans. Don't worry. This is
we're here till Saturday night.
We're here, so we'll bring all the coverage to you. Third period now underway. Still no score. Walzer and Schaefer. It appears now that Schaefer rode for the entirety of that second period. So now it'll be Walzer's turn to try and replicate.
I guess where I think about it from a scheduling perspective, growing up as a double-A person, right?
Yep.
I think about it as, okay, the double-A wrestlers come in Thursday, 8 a.m. They're here, right? And then that's all they wrestle that day. Friday, they come in, 8 a.m. And now you're going to ask them, hey, you know what? You had two really early mornings, but you need to come back at 9:30 at night and wrestle a match to decide what medal you're going to get. Just doesn't seem right to some of these wrestlers, especially
sure.
on the double-A side more than anything else, when you could just have them come back at 8 a.m. and wrestle just like they did the last 2 days at 8 a.m.
It's an interesting
you know
point,
I mean?
Yeah. And sort of it extends the Saturday, but right, it shortens the Friday. And
yeah, it just, I mean, AAA and girls maybe not as big of a difference because they had the later starts
right.
on Thursday and Friday, but thinking about the AA wrestlers, you know, that's, to me, it just doesn't seem, I feel like AA is kind of getting the shaft here.
Yeah, a little bit. Thomas able to get a reverse to make it 4-2, but Quarry responds with a reverse of his own. He now leads 6-2, just 20 seconds remaining in that one. On the other side, Walzer of Montour has ridden for a minute 20 on Schaefer of Lackawanna Trail, but now Schaefer in on a leg, flips through, and Schaefer is really close to a reversal here. Walzer is hanging on to that leg as best she can. Under 25 seconds to go. Schaefer so close to getting around, but Walzer is hanging on to that leg. And if Walzer can hang on, she'll have matched Schaefer's effort in the second period. Oh, Schaefer just needs to sort of backslide that leg, and we'll get a stalemate with just 6 seconds left. So Kristen Walzer of Montour, 6 seconds away from taking a 0-0 tie into sudden victory.
Query will defeat Thomas 6-2. So that'll knock Bryce Thomas of Moon into the 7th and 8th place match. Zachary Hack of Thomas Jefferson, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford getting underway.
And Kristen Walzer, hats off, matches the effort of Sydney Schaefer. And we have a 0-0 match going into sudden victory. Oftentimes, you'll see a lot of 0-0s. And so on their feet, they'll go for sudden victory at 100 pounds.
Going to see Preston Bubash of Elizabeth forward. He's going to come to the mat against Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon.
And Kristen Walzer of Montour in sudden victory at 29 seconds finds a takedown. So Walzer of Montour will advance into tomorrow morning's consolation semifinals with a sudden victory win 3-0 over Sydney Schaefer of Lackawanna Trail.
Malia Ramos of Canada McMillan will be coming up next. We'll have it for you, as well as Raya Senapal of Burgistown after that. We'll be back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Ramos of Cannon McMillan underway. She's wrestling Jenna Houseneck of Montgomery. We'll keep a close eye on that as Ramos with a drag by to a takedown. She'll take a 3-0 lead. Rehack and Barrett still scoreless halfway through the second. Takedown for Wolford on Boobash. He's up 3-0 at the end of one.
First period comes to an end for Ramos, as you mentioned, 3-0. She'll lead. Trying to look for some near fall points at the end of the period, but won't connect on those. Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, a 1-0 lead over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. That's about almost finished with the second period there. Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional underway. First period comes to an end there, no score. He has Braden Todora of Parkland.
Boobash of Elizabeth forward trails 3-0 to Wolford of Northern Lebanon. How about Dylan Barrett? He's going to put Rehack on his back right at the end of the second period. A takedown and 4 near falls. Dylan Barrett now leads 7-1.
Ramos riding on top, able to bring Houseneck back to the mat. So about 30 seconds into the second period, Ramos holding that 3-0 lead, continuing to ride on top. Now looking for a cradle, wasn't quite able to connect on that, tried a quick chin back, also can't do there. Houseneck up into the body of Ramos. Ramos now has the right leg suspended. Rehack trying to headlock Ramos and is going to be able to at least free her leg, and now is trying to get behind Ramos, just trying to keep that leg from coming around to get the reversal. No escape point given to Houseneck, and that'll be a 2-point reversal. So Ramos's lead is cut now just to 1. She leads 3-2. Forty-five seconds to go in that match. Now Houseneck's going to run an arm bar, and she's going to turn Ramos, and she's got near fall points and has Ramos stuck. Ramos trying to roll through it. Looks like she's mostly going to be able to do it. She will be able to roll through it, but not before 4 near fall points for Houseneck. But then Ramos able to roll through it all the way to find a reversal. So now 6-5 Houseneck of Montgomery leading Ramos of Cannon McMillan. 10 seconds to go, second period.
Back and forth match between Rehack and Barrett. It's 11-7. Barrett out in front, 45 seconds to go in the third. Rehack was picking up a couple of takedowns. Barrett with a reversal. Now Barrett's in control here with 30 seconds left.
Malia Ramos will start on top to begin this third period now. Again, trailing 6-5. Houseneck able to connect on a reversal and 4 near fall points, but a first period takedown and a reversal herself by Ramos has her back within 1.
4 near falls are going to come to Barrett of Penn Trafford, and he's going to defeat Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson 15-7.
Ramos heavy on the head, trying to work up towards the head. With the wrist control, won't work there. Going to look near side ankle, but instead will allow Hausnecht to stand up. Are they going to give Hausnecht the escape? It looks like they will. So just 7-5 now. Ramos trails by 2, 1:10 remaining in the third period.
Boobash and Elizabeth forward trails Wolford of Northern Lebanon 7-1 as they start the third neutral. Fennec of Franklin Regional leads 2-0 over Todora of Parkland. A minute and a half to go in the third.
Big underhook now for Hausnecht on Ramos, trying to keep Ramos standing straight up as they wrestle on their feet. Just 40 seconds to go. Malia Ramos trailing 7-5. We'll get a stalemate and back to the center, 39 seconds to go. Ooh, low shot by Ramos, blocked away though by Hausnecht, now into a front headlock. Cement mix, can't connect quite on it, and back up to her feet is Ramos, although still caught down in a front headlock. So Hausnecht, 23 seconds and counting, now just powers into Ramos. Ramos still just leaning forward up on her 2 feet. Another front headlock snap, and we're getting another stalemate with 10 seconds to go. So Malia Ramos needing a quick shot here if she's going to do it, and Hausnecht just running away. So a stalling warning there, but she had a stalling warning to give. So now 6 seconds to go. Hausnecht going to just back away again. There's a stalling call. 1 point for Ramos, but too little too late. As Jenna Hausnecht of Montgomery, a 7-6 victory over Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan at 106 pounds.
We have Raya Sinopal of Burgerstown coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrasik, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
While we were away, Todora of Parkland defeats Fennec of Franklin Regional 3-2. And now Raya Sinopal of Burgerstown.
And Sinopal underway. No score there, about 20 seconds in. And the only other WPIL match, Peyton Boobash trailing 10-1 to Wolford. So, and that match is over now, so Boobash falls in major decision. So coming back to Sinopal of Burgettstown, again wrestling against Iris Wrights of Red Bank Valley. This is 112 pounds wrestling on their feet. Tied up now is Sinopal and Wrights. Wrights tries to sort of swoop in on a bit of a headlock sweep, but won't do. Wrights then another shot in on Sinopal, and they'll go out of bounds at the end. That'll be the end of the first period. So no score between Wrights and Sinopal here at 112 pounds on mat one. Now Wright's in on a shot, and she's got a three-point takedown, and she's got near fall points. And just 15 seconds into the second period, Iris Wrights of Red Bank Valley pins Raya Sinopal of Burgettstown. Fall comes at 1 minute and 15 seconds, so Sinopal falls to the seventh place match tomorrow morning.
Boobash of Elizabeth forward ended up dropping a 14-1 major decision loss to Wolford of Northern Lebanon. So wrestlers out there right now, Cam Baker of Burl leading 3-0 over Jax Furman of Delone Catholic. First period about to come to a close there.
Uni Ayala on deck on mat one, so we'll keep an eye for her. Ayala, of course, of Cannon McMillan.
Looks like Baker's the only one out there in the WPIL.
Got several on deck, though, including Lucas Barr of McGuffey. So we have Ayala of Cannon McMillan and Barr of McGuffey coming up locally to our area.
Escape for Furman. Baker leads 3-1.
Kiesecker of Derry and Sloboda. Sloboda. Thank you, Sloboda. I need those cough drops or something.
There you go, buddy.
Butler. I'm also on deck on that four. But as Greg mentioned, Baker of Burl, the only current WPIL wrestler out.
It's in the second period right now, minute and a half to go. Wrestling on his feet. Leading Furman 3-1. In on a double leg shot is Baker. And very close to finishing. And he will and get a couple of back points to boot with it before Furman able to roll through on it. Baker's two back points will make it 6-1. Lucas Barr will follow Cam Baker's match. Drake McClure is in the hole as well. See now gets on the board. One lead for Baker Burl, 20 seconds left in the second. Getting an escape for Furman, that'll make it 8-2. Start of the third period, neutral for Cam Baker of Burl, leading 8-2. Baker will open up with another takedown, make it 11-2.
Nice counter shot there from Furman. But Baker able to look like I thought Furman had the takedown, but Baker does a great job to not allow it. So now again into a front headlock. Baker has Furman. Really, really tight across that chin, and now Furman will stand up.
Duck under attempt there for Furman, fought off by Baker. Shot in there by Furman, nice job there. Just dragging the arm by and getting behind is Baker to make it 14-3. Cam Baker will advance in the consolations. Give an escape, make it 14-4.
Our match over on mat one seems to be coming to an end, and that'll be Uni Ayala from Cannon McMillan coming on next. So make sure to stay tight.
And there is the 14-4 final for Cam Baker. And that'll bring Lucas Barr McGuffey to the mat. He'll be wrestling Austin Carfley from Bishop McCourt.
Yeah, you mentioned, I still am still incredulous to the idea that Lucas Barr hasn't wrestled, and it has been over 12 hours. It has been.
Yeah. Wild.
And again, to your point, several wrestlers have not wrestled in probably close to that.
And getting back at wrestling at almost 10 o'clock at night to tell him, hey, let's just go ahead and get amped up to wrestle for a match to...
Yep.
You know, determine your medal, and it's like, oh, who cares? It matters to these guys whether
absolutely
you place fifth or whether you place eighth, and, you know, to have them make sure that they're up for this match. So
absolutely.
And especially someone like Lucas Barr, who's been to the state tournament multiple times. This is his first time getting a medal. You know he wants to place as high as possible. He's scoreless 45 seconds in against Carfley.
Coming up on mat one now, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan. She will be wrestling Chloe Zacherl of McDowell. So Ayala underway. Kayla Kiesecker of Derry also underway. She leads 3-0. Ayala and Zacherl pushing on the edge, and they're going to go out of bounds. 20 seconds in.
No score at the end of one. Barr and McGuffey will be on the bottom for the second period.
And quickly, Ayala will have blood time. Because why not?
Barr will be flattened out. 15 seconds in. He's scoreless. Barr was the third place finisher out of the Southwest region. Carfley, meanwhile, was the second-place finisher out of the Southwest region. But these two did not wrestle each other last week in the Southwest tournament.
Ayala quickly tended to, and she is back ready to go. Aggressive first effort from Zacherl there. Nice shot by Ayala to... withstand that initial hand fighting. Now a little underhook for Ayala. See if she can do something with it on that left side. And again, pushes in, and a little bit of a half attempt at a throw there by Zacherl, and they'll go back out of bounds. 22 seconds remain in the first period.
Lucas Barr continuing to be flattened out by Carfley, trying to get back to his base once they get to his feet. Just has been unable to get out from underneath. And they go out of bounds with 30 seconds left.
Ayala able to, for a minute there, seemed like she had the leverage of the front headlock. Met with resistance by Zacherl in the first period. Will come to a close. No score after one.
Down to 20 seconds left in the second for Barr and McGuffey. Scoreless match. Flattened out. Just really unable to get moving from the bottom.
Ayala starts the period on top, but very quickly Zacherl able to turn into her. No points awarded yet, but Zacherl in on the leg of Ayala. Ayala trying to work on the ankle. To bend that ankle back up into Zacherl's body. And trying to clear her leg a little bit. Might see a stalemate here soon. Zacherl, though, very deep on the left leg of Ayala. Not quite climbing the body yet. Now Ayala clears the ankle and now is focused on the head. kind of perpendicular to each other as, again, Zacherl just will not let go of that leg. And finally, the ref intervenes, potentially dangerous. 101 remaining, still no score.
Barr still scoreless. Able to stop Carfley from the quick flurry he had, and now he's got a wing in. And would like to try to run it near the out-of-bounds line, though, so he's going to have to be careful and watch where he's at. 1:15 to go in the third period. Barr with that wing in. And stalling call on Carfley. Not moving underneath.
Ayala had a bit of a two-on-one, but now has lost the hip position and is high on Zacherl. Zacherl trying to sweep behind, as really Ayala just trying to hang on, and Ayala will get, I think, bailed out with a potentially dangerous there. So 25 seconds left. I think she had lost her leverage and position, but able to survive it and will continue to ride here. 20 seconds to go. Ayala close to being riding Zacherl for the entirety of the second period if she can get through these last 15.
Carfley to his feet off of a fresh start. Barr will be able to trip him back down. And now Carfley wants to call for injury time as he hit hard off the mat. 42 seconds to go. Third period, they are scoreless.
Yeah, still scoreless over with Ayala and Zacherl. Under 10 seconds to go. We got to stop with the potentially dangerous, but Uni Ayala going to be able to ride Chloe Zacherl of McDowell for the entirety of the second period. So we'll go to the third period. We'll see if Ayala chooses down or if she chooses neutral. We've seen that from a number of Big Mac wrestlers. She will choose down here, tied 0-0 here in the third. Ayala broken down completely. The left leg of Zacherl is laced up inside. Actually, it looks like both legs, well, the right leg only on the outside. The left leg is. There goes the right leg. So double boots now. Zacherl rides, has Ayala flat on her stomach. Here, a minute 20 to go. Third period, still no score here.
Carfley tries to sit out and turn off the whistle. In a sitting position right now. Barr trying to trap the arm. 30 seconds left.
We'll see another stalemate called. Ayala up to her feet. Can she get herself clear? Sinks down to the ankle. Is Zacherl now? Ayala on top, but facing in towards Zacherl, trying to get clear that right leg. If she can take the lead. Still 0-0, under a minute to go, trying to pry the hands off her leg, trying to get herself behind for the points. Pushing down hard on the head, and we're going to get, looks like we're going to get a stalling call on Zacherl, as she was not trying to move up the body and was stuck on the ankle. So a stalling warning to Zacherl. 39 seconds to go, still no score.
Barr headed to overtime. Scoreless match with Carfley. He did get a wing in and got two separate one counts on Carfley, including one with 1 second to go. If he had one more second, he would have won the match. Barr now in on a shot near the edge of the mat, and he'll get the takedown. Barr is going to get it with 1 foot in bounds and win 3-0.
Uni Ayala able to get to her feet, able to force herself to the boundary, and most importantly, able to find a point through a stalling call, as Zacherl made no attempt to bring Ayala back to the mat. So Ayala leads 1-0. She'll go down. Zacherl will now allow the optional start, so an escape. So 2-0 now. Ayala leads. 15 seconds and counting. Zacherl pushing into her, trying to tie up, looking for a takedown, a little over under. Ayala clears her. Now is stalling against Ayala, but it's only a warning. We're at 5 seconds. We go out of bounds. Official tells her, you need to get going, but she has a 2-0 lead with just 5 seconds. She backs away. She's running. There's the stalling. That'll be one for Zach roll, but it's too little too late as Juni Ayala survives a 2-1 win over Chloe Zacherl of McDowell at 124 pounds. Hey, a couple of close ones for us both.
That's right. A couple of overtime wins for Washington County wrestlers. We got Abigail Dolanch of Avella on deck. We also have Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan on deck and Drake McClure of Bentworth on deck. So all three will be coming up here in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Drake McClure of Bentworth has come onto the mat. And he is underway. He is wrestling Michael Grell of Conwell Egan. And McClure is going to get the opening takedown and lead 3-0. Just 30 seconds in.
WPIL wrestler on the mat, Sydney Laboon of Upper St. Clair. She has a 3-0 lead over Faith Gladfelter of Delone Catholic. So Laboon leading 3-0, but we'll keep you on McClure.
You know what, we missed, I think, a couple of Whippy wrestlers with all that action that was happening between Barr and Ayala. It's injury time going right now for Gorell. McClure leading there 3-0. Let's take a look here. Yeah, Santino Sloboda was a winner, 6-1. He's from Butler over Max Tansini of Perkiomen Valley. So Sloboda into the consolation semifinals. I only remember that because you screwed up the name so bad, girl.
Yep, I know. I couldn't get it out. Sophia Davis of Plum. Also onto the mat against Hannah Rathbun of Athens. Laboon still leading 3-0 from Upper St. Clair. So a couple WPIL wrestlers on the girls' side wrestling, but back to McClure.
Leading right now 3-0, just 10 seconds left in the opening period. He's got a wing in right now. Probably not going to be able to get any back points off of it, and he'll be up 3-0 at the end of one. Hartman of Canada McMillan, Dolanch of Avella on deck as far as Washington County goes, and that's all that's on the board right now. McClure starts the second period. He's on the bottom. Sit out and turn attempt. Crab ride right now for Gorell. Flora trying to hop over one of the legs to get out. And McClure now able to get the legs free, now trying to get to a base, looking at a potential Peterson roll, and then decides to let that go and just come to his feet, grab a leg of Gorell. Now a roll through, and he's going to get a reversal with a minute to go in the second. He's up 5-0.
Yeah, nice finish there by McClure. Laboon of Upper St. Clair leading 3-0 after two periods. Now no score second period. Sophia Davis of Plum against Rathburn of Athens.
Restart. Leg thrown in for McClure after a roll by Gurrell. Gurrell trying to hit a switch here. And McClure is hanging on to that right arm of Gurrell. Somehow able to maintain control. And Drake McClure able to flatten Gurrell out. The final 15 seconds of this second period.
Yeah, that was a really impressive effort by McClure there. You're right, it was just that arm that he had held on to, but able to basically win out over Gurrell. Gurrell was kind of chest, you know, puffing that chest out to try to roll back into him, and it was that arm that did enough.
5-0 after two periods, and they will be on their feet to begin the third. Gurrell doesn't want to get back underneath. Shot in by Gurrell, fought off by McClure.
Glad Felter of DeLone Catholic now leading 5-3 over Laboon. It was a found a way to find a 5-point move, and with 30 seconds to go, she now leads Laboon. Sophia Davis of Plum has a 2-1 lead in the third period over Rathburn of Athens.
Shot in by McClure, trying to come out the back door. Laces the leg. Trying to work up the body is McClure. Now trying to just continue to work as he's got his ankle trapped, his left ankle, and we're going to get potentially dangerous with 1 minute to go here in the third. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan about to get underway. He'll be wrestling Trey Wagner of Northampton. Shot right off the whistle for Gurrell of Conwell Egan. McClure hanging around the back. He ends up lacing the leg, and if he could get that other leg, he could try to hit a splaydle. Wagner with a shot in on Hartman, trying to come out through the back door just seconds into their match.
Also underway on that one, Abigail Dolanch from Avella. No score against Maggie Alfira of Laurel. So a WPIAL match here.
Hartman trying to defend the shot. He's got his right shoulder barely up. He's got to make sure he doesn't end up with a defensive fall of some kind here 15 seconds ago in the period. Wagner continuing to try to work up the body and finally get a stalemate with 9 seconds left. McClure trying to fight off a shot from Gurrell. Final seconds. It'll be 5-0. Drake McClure wins. So McClure into the Consi semis with that 5-0 victory.
Yeah, nice win there from McClure. And again, honestly, all of these wrestlers who have not wrestled in, you know, half a day, credit to all of them. They have all been, I think the wrestlers we've been focusing on here in the last hour have, I think, come out and wrestled really, really well, all things considered.
Scoreless at the end of one is Hartman and Wagner. Wagner will be on the bottom for the second period.
No score, second period underway. Dolanch and Alfira, they're on their feet to begin the second. Tied up right now. No real movement yet between the two. Snap attempt from Dolanch. Shot attempt now from Alfira. Good sprawl in defense. Now just a throw, Alfira. And she's going to, looks like going to get points, but Dolanch able to survive through it and actually find possession, and she's going to get the 3-point takedown. Abigail Dolanch of Avella, great job to withstand that throw attempt from Alfira, and then get three, and now working on a half.
Fresh start for Wagner, scoreless with Hartman. 26 seconds into the second period. Wagner tries to come up to his feet. Hartman picks him up and brings him back down to the mat.
Alfera gets an escape, so 3-1. She's now in deep on a double leg shot on Dolange. Still 40 seconds to go. Dolange is trying to hang on to that leg and not give up the takedown as she leads 3-1, but she will not lead any longer. The three-point takedown, Alfera now leads 4-3. 30 seconds to go, second period there.
Hartman still riding as Wagner comes up to his feet on the leg, and Hartman will drive him out of bounds with 45 seconds left. Second period, they're still scoreless.
Just 15 seconds to go in the second period. Dolange trying to get up to her feet and trying to get to an escape. Will drop down to the leg of Alfera. Can she hip over and find a reversal? She will not. Time will run out. Alfera will take a 4-3 lead into the third period.
Hartman will continue to ride in this scoreless match. 25 seconds to go, second period. And looks like Hartman will ride for the balance of this second. Stalling call on Wagner underneath. So that's a big pickup there for Hartman as he is scoreless after two. Will he go neutral? He'll go down. Haven't seen that really called from Hartman.
No, but
I think you need to in a scoreless match.
Yeah, again, it's not to critique the strategy from Cannon Mack. Clearly, clearly the success of their program is evident by today and this weekend. But yeah, you're right. We've seen that happen enough times today that it sort of feels noteworthy when they don't choose neutral.
Well, and Wagner quickly gave the escape, so Hartman's up 1-0. And Wagner in on a shot.
Dolange able to get the escape, so she is tied with Alfera, 4-4. Under a minute to go. In on a shot was Dolange. Alfera now pushing back in a bit of a front headlock position here. As Dolange just looking for a leg near the boundary, and there is the takedown for Maggie Alfera of Laurel. She now leads 7-4. Dolange up to her feet, though. So 7-5, 33 seconds left, and Dolange still has a chance here, trailing just by two.
Wagner has been working hard on trying to finish this shot, and Hartman is just continuing to hang around the ankle. Surprised we haven't gotten a stalemate here yet. Wagner now just on top, and they called the stalemate with 56 seconds to go.
And there are some not happy Northampton area fans sitting directly across from Matt Four, who disagree with that call. Dolange looking for that final shot. She is going to come up just short. Abigail Dolange falls 7-5 to Maggie Alfera of Laurel. Great effort from Dolange, but just not able to finish out. So Dolange will wrestle for seventh tomorrow.
Going to get a takedown for Hartman with 30 seconds left. And he now leads 4-0. And he'll flatten Wagner out. No other WPIL wrestlers out there right now. And it is Owen Isick of Bentworth, the next Washington County wrestler. He just got on deck. That's Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. It is going to be a 4-0 winner in advance into the consolation semifinals tomorrow. We'll have more wrestling action in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Owen Ipsic of Bentworth, our next Washington County wrestler, I should say. He's on deck. That match before him is in the second period. Jonah Erdley of Fraser, he's about to get underway against Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt. WPIO matchup at 152.
Over on the girls' side as well, Grace Nosman of Upper St. Clair is underway. She is wrestling Michelle Yakupova of Abington. No score between Yakupova and Nosman.
Cole Gibbons of Mount Levin and Jack White of Norwin will wrestle each other. They're right now on deck. On deck to a WPIO wrestler. And that is Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin wrestling Jackson Linninger of Northern. Klingensmith trails 1-0 in that match. 40 seconds to go in the second.
Oh, I thought that said Norwin twice for a second.
Yeah.
Norwin and Northern, yeah.
You know it's been a long day when you're starting to see that.
Ewan Olson of Derry also on deck behind Erdely on mat 6. So, again, we'll make sure we bring you the Ipsic match when it comes up here momentarily. But a few others to keep an eye on. Yakupova leading Nosman of Upper St. Clair 1-0.
Scoreless at the end of one are Erdley and Butler. And Butler wins the toss. He'll go on the bottom for the second. Klingensmith of Norwin starts the third period. He's on the bottom, trailing 1-0.
No near fall points for Yakupova of Abington, but she continues to ride on Nasman of Upper St. Clair as they are right on the boundary, but a tilt almost had connected for Yakupova. Erdely and Butler. Butler has a 1-0 lead in the second period after an escape.
Had escape for Butler of Bishop McCourt. He leads Erdely 1-0. escape for Klingensmith. He and Lininger lead, tied at one under a minute to go in the third.
Yakupova, again, almost able to turn Nosman. But still no near fall points for her, but this second period, or rather, yeah, the second period will come to an end with no score. Or 1-0, excuse me.
One 20 seconds to go in the third between Klingensmith and Lininger. Also going to get a stalling call on Jackson Butler, his first. He leads early 1-0 as the second period just about to come to a close.
Third period underway, and Nosman able to get the escape, so she is tied now with Yakupova of Abington 1-1.
Erdley will go on the bottom for the third period. Overtime for Klingensmith and Lininger. Klingensmith in on a shot. Tries to come out through the back door.
Yakupova in on a shot. And honestly had it, but is going to roll through. Great job by Nosman. Sorry, you had something?
Klingensmith is going to get the takedown and win 4-1 at 53 seconds of overtime.
And Grace Nosman of Upper St. Clair able to get a takedown late in the third period. She now leads 4-1. She can hold on here with just 20 seconds to go. And they'll go out of bounds 16 seconds to go. So coming from behind is Nosman.
So Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon and Jack White of Norwin will come up. Also coming up is Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. He'll be wrestling Shane Wagner of Faith Christian. They shake hands. They're underway. Quick shot in by Wagner. Ivsick with a front headlock. They go out of bounds. Just 15 seconds in.
Near fall points quickly for Nosman. She wins 6-1 over Yakupova. So Upper St. Clair advancing another wrestler into the consolation semis.
Seconds remaining in the opening period for Ivsick. Takes a swipe at the leg and not going to be able to get much there. Final seconds, shot in for Wagner, and Ivsick can't stop it, and time will run out. Wagner will lead 3-0. Got that with just 2 seconds
to
go.
Yeah, Jonah Erdely on the other, on that six, trying to get out from bottom. He trails 1-0 to Butler of Bishop McCourt. Butler keeps kind of sitting him back into him. Erdely has the ankle, but is just not able, trying to pry that foot out of the way, and we're going to get a potentially dangerous. Erdely just 29 seconds to go, trailing 1-0.
Ivsick with an escape. It is now 3-1. Wagner leading Ivsick. Shot in by Wagner. Sprawling back is Ivsick. Now Ivsick takes a shot and they go out of bounds.
Erdely moving quick up to his feet, trying to break that wrist. Butler brings him back down to the mat. Erdely trying desperately, just 15 seconds to go. The leg is back in as Butler sits back with him.
Ivsic in on a shot, lifting the leg high in the air. Now trying to snap him down, and Wagner showing all kinds of flexibility. Try to fight this one off near the edge of the mat. Whizzer applied. Ivsic again shelves the leg and brings him up in the air. Down to 38 seconds left, second period. Ivsic needs to try to finish here.
Quickly, Jonah Erdely unable to get the escape. Jackson Butler, Bishop McCord, a 1-0 win over Erdely of Frazier.
Down to 15 seconds left. Tell you what, Shane Wagner has been hopping on one foot for
the better part of a minute.
Over a minute, yeah. Ivsic just kind of holding it on. Now just into the final seconds, and I guess he's just going to sit and wait for the period to end. So Wagner will be up 3-1 after two.
Yeah, you're right. Not a lot could have been done. And quick WPIL check-in. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, a 1-0 lead over Jack White of Norwin. They are in the second period, almost to a close.
Start of the third. Wagner tries to come to his feet. Nice mat return by Ivsic. Now trying to come up to his feet. Ivsic again around the waist. Going to bring Wagner back down to the mat. And now Ivsic's going to give the escape with 1:20 to go in the third. 4-1 lead for Wagner. Ivsic tries a drag by to a trip. Doesn't work. Shot attempt. Stalling call on Wagner. His first. Another shot attempt. Now Wagner tries a shot of his own. Down to 40 seconds left. Ivsic trying to go upper body now. It's down to 20 seconds left. And Ivsic again tries to drive in. Another stalling call on Wagner. Penalty point makes it 4-2. And Wagner will just stay away from Ivsic. Shane Wagner will defeat Owen Ivsic 4-2, dropping Ivsic down to the 7th and 8th place match.
Yeah, it just felt like Wagner's, you mentioned it, sort of his athleticism and flexibility kind of just stymied Ivsic. I think Ivsic kind of felt a little helpless in the neutral position, feeling like any sort of takedown attempt was going to just be foiled.
Ewan Olson of Derry Trails, Nikki Negron of Bishop McDevitt, 1-0. They're in the second period.
Cole Gibbons and Jack White. Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, White of Norwin. That match is 1-1. It is destined for overtime as that ticks down under 5 seconds. And so White and Gibbons will find their way into sudden victory.
So we have 3 Washington County wrestlers remaining. Braden Collins of Cannon-McMillan, Audrey Calgaro of Cannon-McMillan, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township.
Calgaro and Giulianelli both in the hole.
Yep, and we do not have Collins out there quite yet.
Into sudden victory go White and Gibbons. Looks like White in on a shot, but Gibbons sort of trying to push down on that head and Whizzer. And they'll go out of bounds. 13 seconds to go there. Tough to tell singlets apart when Norwin and Mount Lebanon have the same color scheme. Gibbons giving it an effort here. A shot attempt with under 10 seconds to go. Quick sprawl by White. And so we'll go to tiebreakers.
Hewitt Olson trails 1-0 at the end of two. He'll be on the bottom for the third.
Also, quickly over on Matt, too. Carson Champion of Norwin. She's in a match against Annette Berry of Chamonix. No score there, but we'll stay here. Alyssa Tresco of Kiski area also underway against Fallon Jackson of Gettysburg. So we'll keep an eye on Champion and Tresco, but we'll stick with White and Gibbons here in tiebreaker number one. Gibbons up to his feet, and very quickly White picks him up and brings him back to the mat. White riding heavy. Gibbons is trying to find his way up onto his feet again, gets his feet underneath him. White, though, has the left ankle of Gibbons. Now he's going to get him into a single, and they're going to hit White with a stalling warning. I don't think it was any points, but White got Gibbons' leg up in a single and then basically just dragged him out of bounds. So 11 seconds to go, a stalling warning against White. We're going to get a caution now, I think, against Gibbons. And they are, and they're going to give White a point here. So must have been... And now they've reversed it to the caution on White. So I'm not sure. I need to get clarification. Right now the score is showing Jack White of Norwin leading 2-1 over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. 11 seconds to go in tiebreaker one. The caution has been assessed to White of Norwin, which eliminates the point that was originally on the board. So the score is back to 1-1. White was also hit with a stalling warning on the last effort. So with 11 seconds to go, Gibbons now up to his feet, turns and frees himself. So Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon now leads 2-1 as tiebreaker number one will come to an end.
Olson of Derry got an escape. He and Negron are tied at one. They have 15 seconds left in the third period. Looking like a potential overtime there as well.
Because why not? And here we go, Gibbons riding on top. But of course, Jack White very quick up to his feet and out. So we are tied at two now. 15 seconds to go in this tiebreaker number two. Wrestling tempo has picked up here in these last few seconds between Gibbons and White. Shot attempt from Gibbons, but a little duck under attempt, nothing doing. And tiebreaker two will come to a close. It will be Gibbons' selection. He will choose down for the ultimate tiebreaker. Now, Gibbons down, White on top.
Olson and Negron in overtime, tied at one.
Gibbons up to his feet. White hard on the right ankle. They're looking for a stalling call. Was stalling issued, or are they going to call? Now they're going to call injury time. So I think they either called a stalemate or potentially dangerous.
I think it was a stalemate that they called.
Gibbons now injury time. So 21 seconds left in the ultimate tiebreaker. Gibbons will start down. But being tended to now, his right knee wrench there on that last stalemate call. So
he also got a stoppage in the Olson-Negron match. 9 seconds left in the overtime. tied at one.
Also have Blood Time. Looks like Champion of Norwin being tended to. She leads Barry of Neshaminy 3-1. White and Givens back underway. Under 20 seconds to go. Givens trying to get to his feet. White now sort of just cradling the hips on the side, just latching on. Givens up to his feet, trying to lift them up as White. Givens will run away, and with just a few seconds remaining, it is Cole Givens of Mount Lebanon, a 3-2 ultimate tiebreaker win over Jack White of Norwin. That'll send Givens on to the semis, and will send White to the seventh place match.
Had an escape for Negron in the first half of the double overtime, leading Olsen 2-1.
Champion of Norwin, she leads 3-2 over Barry of Neshaminy. That's in the second period. That period's almost to a close. Into the third period now, it is Jackson of Gettysburg. She has a 2-0 lead over Alyssa Tresco of Kiski area as they wrestle on their feet. Champion at 155, Tresco at 170.
Olsen gets an escape, ties it at 2. Negron scored first, so he'll likely go on the bottom for the ultimate tiebreaker. They are tied at 2 as the final seconds will come off in this second half of the double overtime, and Negron right away goes on the bottom position.
Braden Collins has populated on the board, so he's in the hole on mat 3. Julian Elliott of Peters Township on deck on mat 1. Calgaro of Canamac on deck on mat 2.
Olsen drops down on a leg, gets Negron down on the mat now, just drops down to an ankle. Negron kicks it free, and Negron will win 3-2 in the ultimate tiebreaker over Olsen. And Olsen of Derry will drop to 7th and 8th at 160.
Third period comes to an end. It's Fallon Jackson of Gettysburg, a 2-0 win over Alyssa Tresco of Kiski area. That's at 170 pounds. At 155, Carson Champion of Norwin. She holds a 3-0 lead over Annette Berry of Neshaminy. That still just third period, just underway. Champion starting down, leading by 1. So coming up on mat number 1 will be McKenna Atkinson of Souderton against Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. This will be the third time today we've seen Giulianelli wrestle, so opportunity for her to continue into tomorrow. Well, so we can continue tomorrow regardless, but depending on how many matches she will have tomorrow here against Atkinson.
Yeah, two remaining wrestlers outside of Giulianelli, Calgaro on deck, Collins in the hole.
Barry of Neshaminy going to take down and get near fall points against Champion of Norwin. So that match has flipped now as Barry in position to win it. Barry has Champion stuck, but Giulianelli with a takedown, so she's out to an early 3-0 lead on Atkinson.
And there's your fall for Barry over Champion. So that'll bring Calgaro of Cannon McMillan to the mat.
Giulianelli working on top. First period will come to an end. So Liliana Giulianelli off to a good start, a 3-0 lead she has at 190 pounds.
That'll stop for Blood Time for Atkinson. Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan against Finley Boach of Shikellamy. Did I say that right? That's how you said it last time, right?
That's how I said it last time, yes.
I like it. Boach.
I thought you were going to ask me about Shikellamy because I'm not sure I got that right last time more than the last name. Neshemity and Shikellamy. I love Pennsylvania so much.
Boach is going to get the opening takedown on Calgaro. Go up 3-0.
A little bit of blood time for Atkinson. That is 10-2. So Giulianelli back off here in the second period. They start in the neutral position. So Giulianelli goes in. It looks like she kind of had a fireman's carry, but she'll nevertheless get in, dump Atkinson for a takedown hard on the crossface. So Giulianelli out to a quick 6-0 lead here in this second period. Giulianelli, now I'm trying to almost kind of tilt with that forearm, near arm, but she'll set back.
Calgaro with a roll, but time runs out. She'll trail 3-0 at the end of one. And they do give the escape. They talk about it, and she had it just before it expired. So 3-1 at the end of one.
Yeah, nice little can of Mac contingent here. I think they were advocating for it out. So good teamwork there. A reversal for Atkinson. So now she has 2 points on Giulianelli, and we're going to get perhaps some injury time, and we will get injury time as Giulianelli now is tended to after Atkinson gets two on a reversal. 41 seconds to go second period on that match.
Everybody's falling apart here late.
I mean, can you blame them? We're approaching the 11 o'clock hour here, so again, these wrestlers deserve just a ton of credit with having to wrestle here.
And this is when they're supposed to wrestle their best. This is the state tournament.
No argument from me, Greg. I'm on your side here.
Calgaro trails 3-1, 20 seconds into the second period. Fresh start. Boach on the bottom.
Giulianelli being tended to, and not to speculate, but there seem to be at least a handful of trainers over to see her. Again, it might just be an elbow or a knee, but hoping the best for her as she does have a lead in this match.
Boach up to her feet. Calgaro able to get her back down. Still holding on to that leg. 1 minute to go in the second. Now Boach turning into Calgaro. Calgaro could be in some trouble. There's a reversal for Boach. And now she tries to turn Calgaro to her back. And Calgaro taking over in some trouble. Boach will get the fall on Calgaro. Time of the fall, 2:19. And Calgaro will fall to the 7th and 8th place match.
Liliana Giulianelli back at it after being tended to. She's up to her feet. Again, she leads 6-2 on the bottom position. 28 seconds remaining in the second period. And this is where I'm frustrated now. Mat 2 is up to its last match. We aren't moving matches up and around. Giulianelli facing into Atkinson, trying to stand up to her feet. Atkinson has the front headlock in place. Now trying to just bull Giulianelli over. She does a nice job at least to get herself back to her stomach. So no harm, no further harm done there as Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township will take a 6-2 lead into the third period against McKenna Atkinson of Souderton. Again, please stay with us. Braden Collins of Cannon Mac on deck now on mat 3. So with Giulianelli wrapping up and Collins still to come, we'll carry you through both of those matches. Third period underway. Atkinson riding on top and trying to put a half in on Giulianelli. Giulianelli's going to have to be careful here to avoid stalling calls. Kind of coming around front now, trying to wrench Giulianelli over is Atkinson. Just kind of trying to hold her base a little bit. Referee kind of inserting some instructions for Giulianelli to move, and Atkinson now gets the leg and trying to roll her over. Again, Giulianelli, nice job to flatten out. But the official looking for some further movement from Giulianelli. Still 70 seconds to go in this period, so we're going to get a stalemate as Atkinson really pushing the tempo in this third period as she trails by four. And Giulianelli just trying to hang on here with a 6-2 lead.
The match in front of Collins is in the second period right now, so still a little bit of ways away.
A minute nine, Atkinson now comes right around front. Now looking for the near ankle to push over. She does break Giulianelli down. Now running for the half. Giulianelli is just spayed out, and we're going to get a potentially dangerous as that half was running illegally, so they're going to blow that dead. 50 seconds to go again. Atkinson trailing 6-2, but over the last about 2 minutes has really been pushing the tempo. Kind of an optional start, and Giulianelli up to her feet and clear, so 7-2 now. She leads, 40 seconds to go. Atkinson kind of thought about a headlock, trying to step through on a throw. Giulianelli does a nice job stepping through, getting a duck under and taking Atkinson down to the mat. Liliana Giulianelli with a takedown with under 20 seconds to go. And she will ride this out to what now looks like a major decision. Now we're going to get a stalling call against Atkinson of all people. We're going to get the whistle blown with just 3 seconds to go. Atkinson okay. Maybe just some disappointment in that last few seconds. We're going to get a point for Atkinson. So maybe the stalling call, was on Giulianelli. She just sort of laid on top. Giulianelli will allow for the escape. 10-4, Atkinson pushes. And clock will run out. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, a 10-4 victory over McKenna Atkinson of Souderton. She will continue on in tomorrow's consolation semifinals.
We'll step aside. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan will be likely on the mats when we get back here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Wrapping things up here from the Giant Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock and Greg Smith here. Aiden Collins of Cannon McMillan about to get underway here in just a moment. Match right before. There we go. Clear that out a little bit. There we go. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan about to get underway. He'll be wrestling Connor Smalley from Notre Dame GP. Looks like they are moving some matches around now.
Hey!
I guess they thought 11 p.m. was the barrier to finally start doing that.
It's only 10:52. I think we will cross that 11 threshold.
We will 1,000% cross that 11 threshold.
But only by minutes, hopefully.
Collins underway. With Smalley, he's our last Washington County wrestler coming up as Smalley's going to get the opening takedown on Collins. 25 seconds in, he'll lead 3-0. We do have our WPI wrestler on mat one, Jenna Chapman of Albert Gallatin, leading Carla Montez of Allen G, 7-0. As Collins will trail 3-0 at the end of one to Smalley.
Chapman of Albert Gallatin out to a 7-0 lead in the second period. And Cam Dana of West Allegheny. He is on deck, or she is on deck, excuse me.
He is on deck.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. The mat one had me, I knew that. Anyway, Cam Dan on deck.
That's the last of our WPIL wrestlers.
Smalley almost had Collins stuck, or maybe Collins almost had Smalley stuck. But nevertheless, they reset, so Smalley will get the escape. So 4-0, he leads Collins.
Get into a tie-up. Collins trying to look for a Russian tie. Shoots underneath. Now a throw by there, and Collins is going to stick Smalley on his back. Great exchange, and Collins, he's got to try to get Smalley back over. He's trying to do so. He's got that arm trap, and they're going to call potentially dangerous. Don't love the call. I didn't think it was in that much danger yet, but
yeah, I don't either. And that's the right move if you're Collins too. If you jump back over, you lose Smalley,
correct,
perpendicular to the mat, and so you understand why Collins didn't want to give it up there. And you're right. I didn't think that he was really manipulating the arm much at all. He was really chinning him back more than anything.
And he's taking it slow too.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I don't love that call there. But a 7-point move, and Braden Collins has jumped out now to a 7-4 lead.
Minute to go in the second period with that lead.
Quickly, Chapman of Albert Gallatin. She still has a 7-0 lead here in the third period.
Collins trying to turn Smalley. Smalley rolls through with it, and Smalley is going to pick up the reversal, and then Collins gets an escape. So a lot of activity between these two. Makes it 8-6. Collins out in front, 30 seconds left, second period.
Yeah, it's kind of, for Collins, it has felt like you almost want to avoid the scrambles. Smalley seems to be pretty good in those, but Collins has come out on the better half of that here a couple times in this match, so you want to be careful not to get yourself into a precarious position, but again, to Collins' credit, he's responded well to those situations.
So third period, Collins with choice. He'll go on the bottom. And Smalley's going to put him on his feet, so that'll give Collins a point. So underway, 9-6. Tie up.
And suck them in with that overhook. And
I'll whistle them out of bounds with a minute and a half to go in the third. Chapman of Albert Gallatin, a 9-1 winner. She will advance into the consolation semi. Shot in by Smalley. Drives in to Collins. He'll get the takedown. That ties the match at 9.
Minute 15 remaining, and dare I say, you don't want to rush trying to get an escape here. I think Smalley, well, there's the escape. So I think Smalley caught him there.
Collins started coming to his feet, and Smalley just wanted to, I think, just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to give this escape, get back on our feet.
Yep. So 10-9, Collins leads, though, under a minute to go. Can he fend off the attack of Smalley?
46 seconds left. They've been Collins stalling quick, so you have to be careful of that.
Yep. Chapman of Albert Gallatin, a winner. Cam Dan of West A on that one now.
Smalley pushes in. Collins has to try to circle here and not go out of bounds. If he goes out of bounds straight back, they'll hit him for stalling.
Good job circling there.
Down to 20 seconds left. Surprise Smalley. He's got a pretty quick shot. Hasn't taken any against Collins here. Now he's thinking about a lateral drop. You can see he's loading up for it. He does it there. And back and forth, side by side. Collins, great hips, able
really
to stop
good.
That. And Collins is going to defeat Smalley with a 10-9 decision. What a tournament for Braden Collins.
Man, no kidding. Not to use this in any bad way, snuck into this round with a last-second overtime win. And you're right, now he's going to continue to wrestle into tomorrow for the chance to go all the way up for fifth.
Yeah, consolation semis are the next round for Braden Collins. So one more WPIL wrestler remains, Cam Dana of West Allegheny. So we'll keep an eye on that. But let's also let you know where everybody stands, Washington Green County-wise, as we head into tomorrow. And let's also get you the schedule as well as we hit that 11 o'clock hour.
Hey, we made it.
Double A, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. First of all, Double A, four total medalists. Lucas Barr McGuffey at 133 will wrestle in the consolation semifinals. He can finish as high as third. Drake McClure of Bentworth at 139 also in the consolation semis and can finish as high as third. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth at 160. He is in the seventh and eighth place match. And Colin White of West Green at 285 is also in the consolation semis and can finish as high as third. Seven girls will be coming home with medals from Washington Green County. Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling for seventh and eighth at 106. Raya Senepal of Burgistown will be wrestling for seventh and eighth at 112. Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan will be in the finals looking to repeat as a state champ at 118. Uni Iella of Cannon McMillan at 124 is in the consolation semis and will finish as high as third. Abigail Dolanch of Avella will be wrestling for 7th and 8th at 136. Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan will wrestle for 7th and 8th at 170. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township is at 190 and will wrestle and is in the consolation semifinals and can finish as high as 3rd. AAA has 3 medalists from Washington Green County. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan at 107. He is in the state finals. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan at 139. He is in the consolation semis and can finish as high as 3rd. And the same with Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan at 215 in those consolation semis and can finish as high as 3rd. Wrestling tomorrow.
I got you here.
Please do.
Starting at 9:30 a.m. will be the 4th round of consolation for the girls and the 5th round consolations for AA and AAA boys. That's the match that Greg was referring to for all of those who could wrestle as high as 3rd. That match will determine whether you're wrestling for 3rd place or 5th place. That begins at 9:30. Maybe I'll take a shot in the dark. Our coverage will begin probably around 9:25. Tomorrow morning is when you can expect to have Greg and I back on the air. At 11:30, approximately 11:30, will be the 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. Again, we will come on about 5 to 10 minutes prior to that. Please listen to our coverage at beginning at 9:30. We'll let you know how things are progressing and if that timeline changes at all. But 11:30, the scheduled start time of 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. And your finals for AA, AAA, and girls will begin at 4 p.m. Greg and I will be back here probably about 3:45 to get you set up for those matches as well as recap the day to that point tomorrow.
So 9:30, we will continue our focus, laser focus on Washington Green County wrestlers, and we'll also get you the focus on the WPIL wrestlers as well. Medal matches and the finals, we will cover them all. We'll make sure every single match, you know who finishes 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th in AA, AAA, and the girls. So just about done here. Cam Dana of West Allegheny trails 4-2 to Daniel Schiffert of Freedom. Wrestling on their feet, 15 seconds left here in the 3rd period. Dana wanted to try a headlock and now tries a lateral toss. Schiffert gets the takedown and Dana of West Allegheny will drop a 7-2 decision and fall to 7th and 8th place. I want to thank our sponsors one more time. First Federal Green County, Attorney John Patricic, Advanced Ortho and Rehab, Day Insurance, Angelo's Restaurant, Camera for Senate, Slovenian Savings and Loan, Saris Candies, Washington County Real Estate Expo, Hernberger Insurance, Quality Quick, Washington Financial Bank, CCBC, Observer Reporter, CNX Dreamfields, Chambers Insurance, Physic Green, Washington Green Hall of Fame, Shaft Drillers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. We appreciate you've given us an opportunity to be here at the Giant Center in Hershey. Thanks to Jacob Knisner for producing here today on 1450 AM WJPA. For Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock signing off. We'll be back tomorrow morning around 9:20, 9:25 for that last round of consolations before the medal matches. Good night, everyone.